Jesus, we thank you for this gathering. I thank you that this morning we are edified. And Christ is edified by the word and by the spirit and by the fellowship we have with one another. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So in the first and second service, we are going to be looking at the subject I call Setu Archipas. Setu who? Archipas. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love different characters in the Pauline epistles. Hallelujah. There are some men Paul commended, but there are also some men Paul what? Cautioned. But there are also some men he judged. Praise the Lord. Amen. Like Alexander, who did him much harm. And actually, he told Timothy about Alexander. And says, be careful. You know, that man is against the gospel. Praise the Lord. And basically, we're going to be looking at our conduct in the local church. Praise the Lord. Now, God's will in the earth is the local church. And the local church is God's authority here on the earth. Amen. From the very beginning, the church is God's authority here on earth. The local church is God's will on the earth. Whatever God is going to do here on the earth, it is going to be done through the local church. Hallelujah. Or the church. Amen. One person told me that they don't want the word local, because they think local is local. Hallelujah. But local church simply means the church within your locality. Praise the Lord. So, that friend of mine likes international. Hallelujah. Grace Assembly, Fire, Holy Ghost, Church International. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can call yourself international and you become of no use locally. Praise the Lord. So let's go to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them. Whom did he speak to? Them. Who are the them? The disciples. Saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. That word teach all nations is the word make what? Disciples. And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. These are Jesus' last words upon his ascension to the Father's right hand. Hallelujah. This is the vision of the church. To bring it home, this is your vision as a believer. To go and make disciples. Not your disciples, but the disciples of Christ. Now, the word disciple is not a spiritual word, but it was used for spiritual purposes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A disciple simply means someone who is learning after another, a student. I can be, even gang members have disciples. Yes, they have disciples. Amen. One time I thought the people who live on the street, I used to think that there is no order on the streets. That you just, even thieves, that you just steal and then you go your own way. I didn't know that until a certain guy who was once on the street told me that even when you steal, you have to report to the what? To the leadership. Because there is a person who is in charge of that entire street. Yes. And he knows everyone who is sleeping on that. And he also has some leaders on that street. So once you steal, you have to report some money to the big man. You have to bring the tithe. So there is order. And there is also hierarchy on the streets. Amen. So if you don't want order, order is everywhere. Even on the streets. Even among gang members, there is order. And that order is respected. Once you break it, you are also broken. Hallelujah. So this is your vision. So this is my vision. Hallelujah. Now, maybe let me go back in Matthew. Let's go to Mark 1. Mark 1, 16. Mark 1, 16. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brothers, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. The next verse. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Jesus is very specific when he is calling his disciples. Hallelujah. You need someone to help you misunderstand this. And I wonder why the church has misunderstood the vision of Jesus, you know, for the church and for the entire world. Come after me and I will make, now I want you to mark the word, I will make you fishers of men. Hallelujah. And they followed him, knowing exactly what they have come into. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we are calling people to Christ, we tell them, come to Jesus. He will give you a wife. So if they come to Jesus and they don't get a wife, they will leave. Come to Jesus, he will give you money. Come to Jesus, he will give you a husband. Hallelujah. Why have you come to Jesus? Why have you received Jesus? Hallelujah. So, he calls them, come, Adriano, and I will make you a fisher of men. Mark chapter 3. It is not troublesome for me to repeat these things. Hallelujah. But it is so that we may be established more in these things. Because sometimes we believers, we have a tendency of what? Letting things slip. Or we can sleep. Praise the Lord. Mark 3:13. And he goeth up into the mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them to preach Jesus called 12, that they might be with him. For what purpose? And indeed the 12 were with Jesus. Hallelujah. For 3.5 years, being discipled. Now, discipleship is not complete until the person who has been discipled does what his discipler has done for what? For him. Come. He called 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them to preach. For the discipleship to be complete, you should do what has been done to you or for you. Praise the Lord. Now, one thing about discipleship is the process. It is a process, first of all, of reproducing Christ's life into what? The life of others. Hallelujah. It is a process. And you cannot, of course, impart discipleship if yourself you're not discipled. Before Jesus tells the disciples to go and make disciples, he first discipled them. Why don't you ask your neighbor, are you a disciple? Now, in the church, we have many converts, but few disciples. We have many converts, but few disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why you can write down these things. Discipleship involves winning people to Christ. It involves winning people to Christ. You can call that spiritual birth. It also involves building people in Christ. Building people in Christ. We can call that spiritual growth. After people have been won to Christ, those people should be built up. They should grow in Christ. Hallelujah. There is a verse which has knocked me. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. Hallelujah. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. Hallelujah. Walk in him. Give me verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Are we together? As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So that happens to a person who has been what? Taught. They have been what? Built. Amen. They are no longer tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. We have believers who are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. But they don't know. They cannot what discern what is right and what is wrong. Hallelujah. By the way, one of the marks of spiritual growth is discernment. Amen. It is discernment, not excitement. Some believers are full of excitement, but have no discernment. And what will happen if you have excitement without what? Discernment. It can lead to insanity. Hallelujah. So, number one, he says, winning people to Christ, that is spiritual birth. Number two, it involves building people in Christ, that is spiritual growth, and then sending people for Christ, that is spiritual multiplication. Hallelujah. It should not end with you. How many have ever run this? They call it short. Lily. Hallelujah. Where you have what? A baton. Praise the Lord. You run with that baton and then you pass it on what? And then another person pass it what? Until the race is complete. Praise the Lord. So discipleship should not die with you. So it involves sending people for Christ. And that is spiritual multiplication. Adriana, you should replicate yourself into others. Hallelujah. If Adriano is a good teacher, we should see another good teacher. That's when we know that the work has been done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until you replicate yourself into another person, then the work is what? Is not yet done. Amen. Say to who? So, you can write this one also. Discipleship is more than just informing people about Christ. It is infecting them with His life. Hallelujah. It is infecting them with our love for God and our zeal to glorify Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it always starts with a discipler. It always starts with a discipler. Praise the Lord. And you know, I want to encourage us. Just get one person and you die on them. Ofunayo omuntu atya? N'omukolachi? N'omufiirako. Hallelujah. You know, the last week, someone sent me an audio. Brother Hillary Ogombe. How many remember Brother Hillary Ogombe? Yes. Now, some of you saw Brother Hillary Ogombe when he was okay. But I've seen that brother before. In fact, one time he wanted to cut off my head. He says, Ronald, I will cut off your head. You know? Why are you forcing me? So that phase what? Things didn't work out. So the second phase, it is when things what? Worked out. Hallelujah. So recently he sent me an audio. Very encouraging audio. Of what God is doing in his life. He told me that in 1 year he won 1,000 souls. That brother. 1,000. He has moved to schools. I've been talking to him. Sometimes it's crazy. He says, Brother Hillary. Says, you know, sometimes I lock myself 8 hours in prayer for the nations. The brother. Now again, sometimes the people who want to redeem themselves, also sometimes the way they are, now sometimes what they are doing again to him, I'm wondering. You know, you may want someone to be in. Then they get on fire and then the devil can enter into you. And you begin, you may want to stop again what you've been what? So he was telling me about a certain person. Hallelujah. Who did wanted him to change? And the brother saying, I have worked on my what? My issues. God has helped me. Again, this person wants to become a stumbling what? Block. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the way, he greets you. Hallelujah. Remember, brother Moreno. Normally puts him in every greeting. Yeah? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But, I mean, now, just imagine, one, but what is doing in Kenya? I don't know whether I could have gone there. What is doing? Just one person. What he is doing, what God is using him to do. Even me, the man who discipled him, I'm afraid. Yes, I am afraid. The man was telling me, Pastor, now I've gotten what? The Amplified. I want NIV, I want King James, I want all of them. Now I'm going to what? Lord, we thank you for brother what? Hillary. Hallelujah. Do you know the work he's going to do? But, I remember that day in lockdown, Sister Cecilia, remember? Prayed for the brother, got filled with the Holy Ghost, started discipling the brother. Now, he's turning schools upside down. Remember, get one person, like Hillary Ogombe, and die on him, and leave the rest to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. He's doing great there. Hallelujah. And we're going to disciple him more. So discipleship is not a suggestion. Discipleship is a command. It is a command. Amen. Go! And make disciples. Hallelujah. Now, that brother, I want to give an example. He was, there was no beauty or comeliness to desire him. In fact, he did look like a what? A disciple. That's why you meet people who don't look it. But that was a hardy paper. Even me at first, I didn't want it. I entered it so much because what the sister was my what? My friend. And I said, let's what? Let's fight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So some people are not the candidates for it. When you look at them, they don't look it. Hallelujah. Huh? But, you know, God does not, someone gave me this, God does not call people who are qualified, but he qualifies those he has called. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. So, every disciple is a convert, but not every convert is what? Amen. In fact, the name disciple, if you are a disciple, you must be doing what the disciple has done to what? To you or for you. That is when the name comes to what? Of course, like I said, it's also what? A process. But the closure of it is when now you are doing what? Hallelujah. Let me also, these things, I wrote them down some time back, but they are very powerful. You cannot successfully disciple people who do whatever they want. Kawandik. You cannot disciple people who do what they wanna. Amen. If you're being discipled, a disciple is a student. A disciple takes instructions. Hallelujah. From the person who is discipling them. Amen. So, you cannot be discipled if you do what you want to do. Let me also say this. In life, you don't really do what you want to. Many of us here work. Do you do what you want to do at your workplace? In fact, when you go to your workplace, there is the code of what? Conduct. They expect you to act a certain what? A certain way. Praise the Lord. So even in discipleship, you cannot disciple people who do what they want to do. I mean, recently there is a new person at our workplace. So he was telling me, how can I work with this person? You are going to meet them for the first time and be with them for 1 month. I said, just follow. Whatever the person tells you to do, what? You do. Go with an empty head and just follow. Don't try to be wiser than what? Because I know where I was going. And he says, you saved me. I just followed. And now I have built a very good relationship with that person. It's better if you just what? Follow. You know? Leave wherever you have come from. Just follow. And indeed the following yielded fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot successfully disciple people while you are doing whatever you want. You can also not disciple people when you're doing what you want. You cannot gain authority without you being under authority. Some people want authority, but they don't want to be under authority. Hallelujah. By the way, if you're being discipled by someone, you are under their authority. Their spiritual authority. One time I used to disciple and pray with someone. So one time they told me, I didn't tell them, and I never forced anything on them. They told me, I used to think we are equal spiritually. That's what they told me. But I discovered that I have to be under your what? Your authority. I said, you will grow. Hallelujah. That's what they told me. Says I discovered, No. You know? You ascend, you let me what? Yes, in discipleship. The discipler should what? The discipler is at the right hand. Is in ascension. You are where? You want to be a good disciple. Be like John the Baptist. Says he must what? Increase and I what? It just simply means that you have put yourself under someone's authority. And let me tell you, when you put yourself under someone's authority, you make their work easy. Hallelujah. You quicken the process. The process runs faster than it should have. Hallelujah. Because you have put yourself under someone's authority. And you're saying, I am here, please. Do with me what is good. Yeah? Now, these are simple things, but they are very powerful things. Amen. I say amen. I remember when I received Christ, it is not my disciple who used to come to me. I used to go to him. We used to meet every Thursday, I remember. Because we are sleeping in the what? In the same house. But I'll tell him, I have come. It's my good news Bible. Remember, that's the first Bible what? I held. I said, here I am. And sometimes he was tired. But because of my what? Importunity. He would wake up. And I remember the first book as discipled in is, the pastor taught me the book of 1 Timothy and 2nd what? Timothy. After that, I said, let me go for missions. I went for mission for 6 months. Hallelujah. I was burning. I needed to go somewhere. So I went somewhere in the village. Praise the Lord. But I will tell him, please, it is Thursday. I am here. It is what? Thursday, I am here. I remember. And then pastor would teach me for like 1 hour or 2 hours. And then I say, hey. The next Thursday, I remind him on Wednesday, remember tomorrow, we are at it. Hallelujah. And after 1 year, woohoo. By the way, let me tell you, if you do that, it just only takes 1 year. I mean, for you to be somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. When we started meeting with Brother Marino, he's also a very good example. In church, there are good examples. In fact, we are talking about saying to occupiers. Just imagine, we meet every Thursday without what? Missing. One time, me the disciple, I wanted to do what I wanted. And I saw a phone call. Where are you? That, you know, there are days when you feel, I didn't meet you, Uko. Kwejangu musumba wantu bali wano naba iseda. Nkasukeri, nkwata boda. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother James, kendi wa salongo mugambe, salongo somesa, omubereko. Ni wabata agara jagamba. Ni waikanko, dede James oguchi? Obudi. Because someone is doing what? Placing a demand. Jagamba, let me give what? Let me tell you people, there are people here. Who have things in them, and you just need to just give yourself to them and be under their authority, and you will see. You will see how your life will what? Will change. Change is not far away from you. It is nigh thee. In the next chair you are seated at. Hallelujah! So, these are certain things you should know about what? Discipleship. Amen. If I cannot command you, then you're not my disciple. A disciple should be able to command what? Paul tells Timothy, command, charge, those who are rich in this world. Severally, he told him to judge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the head cannot command the subject, it means the what? The subject needs to be sacked. Kenneth Copeland said that if I cannot rebuke you, I sack you. Because you become what? A problem. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I said, if you cannot be commanded, you are not what? A disciple. Someone says, I want you to disciple me. But when I command you, by the way, the proof that you want to be discipled is when commands begin to come in and you respond to them. That's when you know that, yeah. Hallelujah. Enkube etwenya, aga oriwa, jangukati. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes your disciple can call you when you should not be there. It is not service, but says, hey, Sister Catherine, can you please come? And then you come. Is that what happens at our workplaces? Yeah? Your boss can call you and they are not going to pay you overtime. And says, yes, sir. Yes, madam. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Place value on the things of God. Let me tell you, whatever you value, God values it. Hallelujah. The reasons between spiritual growth and spiritual stagnation is value. It is value. Hallelujah. The things you value are the things you're going to put more time and more emphasis on. Hallelujah. So, discipleship, hallelujah, is our vision. Jesus says, go and make disciples. Hallelujah. Go and make disciples. That's our common vision. Amen. Acts 26. By the way, we are looking at Archippus. Acts 26. Verse 70. Let's start from 16. But Paul is narrating his story when he encountered Jesus Christ. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send you. Paul says, I will deliver you from the very people I'm sending you to. 18. To do what? To open their eyes. And to turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Give me verse 19. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. What's the heavenly vision there? To open people's eyes. To turn them from darkness to light. From the power of Satan unto God. Hallelujah. O King. Now, sometimes I see people having problem with us according people, the honor that is due to them. When Paul is before King Agrippa, he doesn't call me, you man, who do you call what? Yourself. No. Sometimes you call them excellent king, honoring him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. That's why Paul could now boldly say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He fulfilled the vision God had called him to what? To carry out. He says, I was not. I want you to mark this scripture. Remind me of this scripture. Because we are going to Archippus. You remember Archippus? So he says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Hallelujah. So, that's the vision of the church. I told you when I was beginning that God's authority here on the earth is the local church. Hallelujah. Ecclesia. The ones who are called out. Called out of darkness. Praise the Lord. They are given an identity. And also they are given a responsibility. One of the things you should know as a believer that the gospel confers responsibility upon every believer. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we come to the local church, one of the things we come to a school. And that school has its own what? Curriculum. We come to be taught, to be built up, so that in turn, we may do the same. Hallelujah. In the local church, you don't do what you want. Hallelujah. In fact, we don't come with opinions. We already subjected, we should subject ourselves to the word of God. Because the word of God is our authority. The word of God should be the dominant authority in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me also say this. Sometimes also in the local church, there are things which are too high for you. There are things which are what? Which don't concern you. Or which concern other people. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, God has called us to make disciples, and the place of discipleship happens in the local church among brethren. Praise the Lord. You cannot grow in isolation. Hallelujah. You grow in the midst of the brethren. Amen. Just imagine if every one of us, you are playing your part in the local church. Do you know why the local church is breaking? It is because a few people are doing the work. Amen. Let me give you an example. A very good example. When we had a Bible seminar. At first we needed money. Hallelujah. But for some reasons, money was not what? Not because money is not there. And we wanted to change it. And pastor told us no. The money is there. We ain't changing nothing. So, and we said, okay, all of us together. Do you know we had surplus? Huh? We had what? Why? It is because everyone participated according to their ability. But the key issue is participation. Hallelujah. Everyone participated. So, we did it without. We came out when we are debt free. And no foreign funding. Hallelujah. And Brother Marino, his hand in that was very strong. May God continue to strengthen that hand to be more stronger. Foreign funding. Yeah? Yes, but guess what? It is because all of us, same mind, participating. And we did it. People were blessed. Hallelujah. Say to who? Amen. That is what it takes. Amen. But let me tell you, your contribution to your local church matters a lot. Whatever contribution, don't despise it. Your contribution, your presence in the local church matters very, very much. It's like your body. You know that every part of your body matters. And every part of your body contributes something to the functioning of your body. These are called what? Eyelashes. Which are the eyelids? These ones eyelashes. Jasmine, you are the English gurus. These are what? Eyelashes. Sometimes some people also add on. Because these ones are not enough. So they add on. We bless the Lord for the ladies. Amen. Hallelujah. You are special people. And we have accepted. Hallelujah. That one. It does a lot. Just imagine you don't have these ones. The eyelids. You look funny. Look at yourself without a nose. Amen. So every one of us, your contribution matters in your local church. Hallelujah. You might be this one. Or you're looking at yourself and saying, what can I give? You matter. Praise the Lord. You do what? You matter. Your contribution matters. That's why I want to charge you to begin to supply with what God has given. God does not require from you what you don't have, but what you have. Amen. When it comes to giving, give, supply. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes when we go for prayer overnight, some people cannot supply the whole night. You know that? But when you're there, when your presence, first of all, that's already what? A plus. Your presence is a plus. Now, your 1-2 hours, you know, at least you have supplied. You have contributed. You have been there. You have prayed for 2 hours. Some might go all the way, but faint when you are there. You won't die. But at least you are there. That's the attitude we should have. You know? And guess what? Because you are in the midst of brethren, you're being discipled. You know, it will increase with time. with time. No one is born when they are old. Hallelujah. No one is born when you are old. Look at Andrea now. She's there. You know? There are things, of course, I demand from her there. But I can also not over demand her beyond what? There. Now, if she doesn't susu in the pot, that one now I demand it. You know? Because she has been discipled in that. So that one I demand it. You know? Even Koto, even that one I demand. She cannot just do anywhere. She cannot just do what? Anywhere. You know? But there also certain things. So, at that age, there are things she's able to, and it's okay. But she's not going to stay like that. Time is coming when I'm going to send her to the shop. Hallelujah. So, even you believer, wherever you are, you are growing. You are growing. The most important thing is to desire to grow. But not where you are. We can work with where you are and then bring you where you ought to be. Hallelujah. Today when you are leaving, Queen was saying, pack for me. I say, if we don't pack for Andrea, and then we pack for what? For you. That is being Kasobeza. It's being what? Kasobeza ngo rubuto rw'entumbwe. You know rubuto lina kubera wa? The stomach should be. But the stomach of the entumbwe is where? So that makes it what? Kasobeza. What is Kasobeza in? What is Kasobeza in Uganda? Brother Marino. Hallelujah. Did you guys get it? Some proverbs are best said in Uganda. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some a disciple. Say I'm a good disciple as well. I accept to be commanded. I accept to be instructed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put yourself under your disciple and then see where you will end. It will end well. Me, if I'm discipling someone, I die on them. Amen. Their grief becomes my what? My grief. Their happiness becomes my happiness. Because I am what? I'm discipling them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So we are going to pick it in the next service. Say to who? Antipas. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for what we have heard. Pray that, Lord, we will be doers of the word and not hearers only. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.